The same thing I put upon myself, that's what they're doing back to me. That means kol yermi, every single day upstairs, mechan shile lekitme, they collect all my ashes together, v'dainile, and they give me a din, v'kolole, and they burn me up again. Or mevadro ashev yamun, they throw me out again over the seven oceans. That's what they do to me every single day. All right, I'll stop here. You hold Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, last Gemara was again that Omalei Dina Lehu Gavra B'Mai. What's the punishment that that person gets? Omalei B'Mai the Paski Anafshei. This goes back to Titus Hirosha. The same way Titus Hirosha said about himself, that's the way in Shemayim they give him back his punishment every single day. Which means that Kol Yomi every day, Mechan Shile Le Kitmei, they gather together all his ashes. They dine lay and they give him a judgment. They call ulay and they burn him up again. Umevadro yashev yami, and they spread out his ashes on the seven oceans. Because that's what Titus wanted to be done to him. That's what they do every single day to him in Shemayim. Also, then what happened was askel Bilam, that he brought up Bilam. Now, the chur this is still Titus' his nephew, his uncleus. That wanted to be Megayim, he didn't know what to do. So now he wanted to bring up Bilam, to ask Bilam his Eitza. Benegida, but Kishif, through type of magicians, he came to speak to Bilam. Omaleh, he asked Bilam, Harosha, Man Choshebu Alma, he's upstairs, who's the Choshebu nation? Omaleh Yisrael, Bilam said, Kla Yisrael, Malad Bukebu, so the nephew of Titus is asking Bilam advice, should I become a Ger, should I become a Jew? Omaleh, he said back, Loi Sidra Shleimam, no, don't go after the Shom, after the peace. V'tevosam kol hayamim. As Bilam Arashi, even though he's upstairs in Shemayim, still he has his rishis, he told him, don't become part of the Jews. Omalei, Bakol Ponim, the nephew, said back to him, Dina dehu gavra b'mai, what you get your punishment upstairs? Omalei, b'shichva zera rasechis. Bilam gets his punishment with shichva zera. He burns in hot shichva zera. So Rashi says, why? Mida keneged mida. Shebeitzosai his cholam liznois al b'nois moiv. It was Bilam's eitzon that the Klai Yisrael should have znus with the b'nois moiv that caused the Sheikh Vazera to come out. So therefore, Bilam also upstairs is burning in hat Sheikh Vazera. Seven of a man. Ozal asker b'negide l'poishi Yisrael. Show exactly how your girl is here. But also this nephew went to bring up the Peshe Yisrael, they're Jews, just they did Averis, couldn't be they don't have Chelik in Olam Haba, they get punishment upstairs. So he went to speak to them, ask them, what is their advice, should I join Klai Yisrael or not? Omalei, man Choshev Hayamu, who is Choshev upstairs? Omalei Yisrael. So the Peshe Yisrael said back, you should know Klai Yisrael, a Jew is Choshev upstairs. Malad Hukebu, should I join them? Should I become a ger? Omalois, he said back to them, Toivosam Dorish. Yes, be Dorish, seek their good. Rosam Mesidrus, don't seek bad for Klai Yisrael. Why? Because Kol HaNegeya Ben, whoever goes to touch Klai Yisrael, is Kilu Negei Babas Enoi. It's like you're touching the middle of your eye. It's very dangerous. You can make yourself blind. That's the way. If you take away the chachamim, you blind the whole world. You take away the awe of the world. Omalei, so that he said to him, Dina lehu gavra b'mai. What kind of punishment is he getting upstairs? This is a shaila. Some say on the bottom, some have a shmata. Really, this gemara goes upon Yoshka. That they ask Yoshka, what punishment are you getting upstairs? And Omalei said back to them, V'tzayir esechis. That Yoshka upstairs is burning in hot junk. Tzoya means the waste, the excrement that comes out of a person, he's burning in hot tzoya. The Yamamakos was learned that called Hamala Gadivri Chachamim, whoever laughs and make fun of what the Chachamim say, is Nidain Bitsoya Rasechas. His punishment is he burns up in Tzoya Rasechas, hot junk, hot excretion. That's what Yoshka was chelik on the Chachamim, and therefore he got back his punishment that every day is burning upstairs in Hatzoya. But our core point of the Gemara says, Tochazi, come and see, Ma ben Persia Yisrael, Le Neviyah Umasalem, and Oivdei Avodah Zarah. See the difference between a Persia Yisrael, like even though they were Rishoyim, but our core point of them, when they come upstairs and they get their punishment, now like the Moedim Alemas, like when they asked them advice, should we join Klal Yisrael, they said, yes, only seek their good. Ma'ashenkim Bilum Arosha, even though he was a Novi, and still he's up and he's upstairs and getting this punishment, still that much riches he still has to him that he would not advise anybody to become a Jew. And the same thing to Titus or Russia. Tanya we learned, Omer Reb Loza, Bo Rei Kama Gedola Koicha Shabusha, come and see how great it is, the sinion of embarrassing somebody. Sharei Saya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Bakamsa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Bakamsa, since he was embarrassed by that Msuda, that they did not let him stay, they threw him out, he became embarrassed. So because of that, the Beis Migdish was Chorav, was destroyed, Vesarav Hechelonu, and Hecholoi. And the Kodesh HaKadosh was also burnt up. This came out because of this Busha that came about. But in fact, they embarrassed Bar Kamsa. So the next case we learned before was, because of a chicken and a hen, this city Turmaka was destroyed. A lot of Jews were destroyed there. What was the Maisa? The minig was, ki have a mafri chosna v'kalosa. When they were taken out to chosna and kala for the chuppah, mafri kemayo tanagurlo v'tanagulosa. They used to let a hen and chicken walk in front of them. Kalim, as if to say, pruravu katanagurlim. That you, chosen and kala, should be fruitful like the chicken and hens are. Yoy machad, one day, have a kocholef gunda de remoy. A bunch of Romans were walking by. And shaklinu minayu. So when they saw chosen and kala, they saw the hen and chicken in front of them, the Romans grabbed away the chickens. Is naflu alayu mechonoyu. So the Jews there jumped on them and beat them up. That's what happened. And also Omer el Kaiser. So these Romans went back to the king and told the king, Shino Mordo b'chol Yudoi, that the Jews are rebelling against you. Also Elayu, so the Romans came against the Jews. Hevi buhu badroima, there was one man from the south, some was a Jew, Mashma, Tevi kofat smila, he was able to jump a mile, v'kotabu, and was able to kill out the Romans. So Mamash, he was winning the whole war against the Romans. Ishokle kesla tagi. So the case of the head of the Romans took off his crown. The Yisrael, you put it down on the floor. Omer, he said, "Rebbein of the Olma," like said the Rebbeister. The Olma Kule, in Ichlo Chole Timsur Lahu Gavro the day Olamachusay Biyode Dechad Gavro. Like, please, like, don't give me over to one person. Such a big busha. Like one person is beating up a whole army. So I don't know what it means. He davened to Hashem or what? But Akol Ponim Achshalei Pumei Levad Reima. So what happened was this person from the south said something that caused himself to have a downfall. The Yomri said the person at Hillam of Haloyato Elohim Tzenachtona, you left us alone. For Loyteitze Elohim Tzavasteni, you don't go about to fight with us. So it's like he was saying that Hashem doesn't go to us anymore. So because of this, he had his downfall. But the Gemara, what was so bad about this? Dovid Nami Yomahochi. I, Dovid HaMelech, also said this posik. Sumar said, David atumua kometame. David wondered, like, is it possible to say that Hashem won't come and fight with us anymore? He didn't really mean it. He only wondered like that. But here this person said it, and because of that, he had his downfall. What happened to him? Oil of Beis Akisi went into the Beis Akisi. Osar dakuna, a snake came there and scared him. Shamtulakakilakakashe. It's like a muscle, like his intestines fell out. Venoch nafshen, he died. That was the Maisa. So the king of the Romans said it, the case is said, Omar, Hayo v'yisrochesh l'nisa, since a nest happened for me that I was saved, Hayzim neshavkinu, I'll leave the Jews alone. Zim neishbachkinu, shavkinu, I'll leave the Jews alone. V'yazel, and he left them. So his daka, what the Jews did then was, they were very happy, and they made a big simcha. His daka means they made a big simcha, Rashi says. V'ochlu, v'shosu, v'yadliku shagru. They drank and ate, and they lit fires. The ischazi belunyer de kushpuna. It was so light from all the lights that they were lighting that you were able to see a seal of a ring Barachuk Mila, even if you're a mile away, it was so light that you're able to see the ring. So Omar, so the king said like this, Mechta kuchodi biyudoi, like most probably the Jews are making fun of me. So that's why they're making the simcha. So he got angry again, the kaiser of the Roman kaiser. Hoda osti alayu, so he came back against him. And this time he went to the other side again, Turumalka, to that city. Omar Abbasi said, Tulosa meya alfe, there were 300,000. Shlifa saifa, outstretched swords. Ailu Turumalka, these Romans came into the city of Turumalka. The Kotlobo Tlosa Yoma Tlosa Lelusa. They killed out the Jews straight for 3 days and three nights. So came out the Bahaki, Selulei, the Chanji, on one side, the Jews there were laughing, singing, Flehevi Yoda Hani Bahani. And they did not know what happened one to the other. As the Romans went back to a different city to kill out the Jews there, while the Jews were singing on the other side. Moshe said with a little pain against the Jews that they shouldn't eat and drink, as if to say they won the war. They should have better be mahal. They should have thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, praised Hashem. The pasuk says, "Bila Hashem, Shem like swallowed up. V'loichomal al kol noris Yaakov." Didn't have pity on all the beautiful cities of Yaakov. So, ki osi Rovin. Rovin said that Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, "Elu, what is the pasuk go on? Shishim ribuya yoris, 10,000 cities." Shoyla liyani Melech, the Yani Melech had. Bahar Melech, in this place called Har Melech. The Yomer of Yudom Rabasi, Shishim Rebuya Yoros Hayaloi. He had 10,000 cities. Liyani Melech Bahar Melech. The Cholachas Viachas, every single city, Hoyubok Yosim Mitzrayim, was filled with enough people that went out of Mitzrayim. Chutz Misholish, excluding three cities. Shoyubok Kiflayim Ki Yosim Mitzrayim. Three cities has doubled the amount of 600,000. Elohim, what were the three cities? Kfar Baish, Kfar Shechlayim, and Kfar Dacharya. Why are these called these names? Kfar Baish means a city of embarrassing, of Baish means Ra, bed. The Loyaivo Baislish Pisa. Nobody was Machnes Orach there. They didn't let anybody eat in the house. Kfar Shechlayim, Shoysa Panasosim is Shechlayim. The Panasa was from the type of a food, crest, called Shechlayim. Kfar Dichria, like the Kfar of men, what does that mean? Amr Rav Yechanan, Shoyd Mishusayim Yoldas Tchorim, their wife first gave birth to a boy, Tchila, the Yoldas Nikaila Bachroin, and then they had a girl afterwards, a Paiskais, and they had no more children. So it was a little bit time that they shouldn't have stopped then. So because of this, they were killed out. Omar Ula, the Didi Chaz, the Ula said, I saw this place, Haram Melech, this city like, like the place is very small, it can't even hold 10,000 reeds. So how could you say there were so many cities there, so many people there? So a certain tzaduki, a person who was making like fun of the Torah, said to Rabbi Chanina, Shakur mishakrisu, your tanoim alayis. Because they said that what Yani Melech Harabayis was so great, so big, and you yourself are telling us now it's a small place. Omele, he answered back, there's no theory, no question. The Pasuk says, Eretz Tzvi Ksivba. It says about Eretz Yisrael is like the land of a deer. What does a deer mean? Ma Tzvi, just like a deer. Ze'ein Oyroi Masuk Es Pesorei. The skin is very tight. That when you skin the deer, the skin shrinks, that afterwards you never realize how is it possible this skin covered up the deer. Is after Eretz Yisrael the same thing in Eretz Yisrael? Bisman she yeshvin aleh, when the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael, ravcha, it expands, it's very big. That place, Har HaMelech, is very big. But of bisman she'en yeshvin aleh, when the Yid left it, gamda shrinks. So that's why now it looks very small. Rav Minyumi bar Chilkiyah, Rav Chilkiyah bar Tuvia, Rav Huna bar Chiyah, have a Yasvi Gabi Ado, they're all sitting together. Amri, they said, did anybody hear any stories about this city, Kfar Sachnoy of Mitzrayim? And they wanted to know, were the people there tzaddikim, or were they Rishoyim? Did you hear any stories about this city? Is Leima, tell us, so Postachad Menayim, one opened up his mouth and said like this, V'yomar, Maisa B'Oros V'Rosos, it happened once a story with an Oros, they just got married, the man and his wife, Eresin, they didn't make Nisuin yet, they only made Eresin. Shenosh bole venati chovim, the goyim captured them. Ve'esiyim zelazeh, and by the goyim, they let them get married. They married them off. Omroloi, so the wife said now to her husband, Ba'akoshim imach, like, please, al tigibi, don't touch me at all, don't live with me. Shem li ksubim imach, I don't have a ksuba from you. Because the only made erisin, and erisin, you don't write a ksuba, the first write a ksuba, b'shas nesuyin. The Mashiach speaks out, now that they're captured by the goyim, like the goyim owned everything they own. They're like, so he didn't have any money to be mishabit for the ksuba. So he couldn't give her a ksuba. And kala b'lo ksuba is also, midrabon, and they're also to live together. So the maisa was, lo nogo bo ad yoy moisoi. The husband never touched his wife until the day he died. Ukeshemes, the day he died, omrulhen, she said to the sifdoni, the person that's giving a hespid, lezeh shepitpat b'yitzro yosem yosef. He was able to hold back his yitzer more than yosef atzadik. Dilu b'yosef lohev yelechot shosef. By yosef was only one time when he held himself back from Eishes Potiphar. My husband every single day of his life, when we were married, he wanted to live with me, he wanted to touch me, and he held himself back. Yosef wasn't living with her on the same bed. Here they were on the same bed, the same room, they were living together. But Yosef wasn't his real wife, wasn't his wife. And here, this man, we were married, and still he held himself back, he was a big tzaddik. So mashma, the people there were tzaddikim. Another one said, once happened, it happened once that used to always be 40 modiyas bediner. That 40 or a certain measurements of food was always worth a dinner. Once happened that for one dinner you don't get 40 pounds anymore, you only get 39 pounds. So they saw something is going wrong in this city. How come the price, they're losing out now? Ubotku, they went to check out all the people in the city. Umotzu, they found out that two people didn't have Eira. Kids, it shows that the rest of the people were tzaddikim. They couldn't find anything wrong with the rest of the people. All they found wrong was that Avo Benoy, your father and his son, Shebo Anara Marosa of Yom Kippurim, that they were living with a married lady, Anara Marosa, on Yom Kippur. Ve'viyim le'bezdin, they brought these two people to Bezdin, v'soklim, and Bezdin killed them out. Then the price went back again that for one dinner you could buy your 40 pounds of fruit. So the kids, it comes to show that there were big tzaddikim. Only because this one aveva right away, the shahr changed, as if to say this is the only chet they have there. The third one said like this, one man wanted to give his wife a get. And his tzuba that was very big, so he couldn't afford to give his wife to get. He couldn't afford to pay the ksuba. Ma Yosef, what did he do? Holach v'zimen eshreshvinov. He went and invited over all his friends. V'yachilon, he gave them teat. V'yishkin, gave them to drink. Shichron, and he got them shikha. V'yeshkivin al mitachas, and he got them all to lie down in one bed. V'yavir luben beitz, he brought the white of an egg there. V'yitl b'nem, he put the white of an egg between them on the bed. For him and them made him, then he brought Adim as if the same as Tama, that these people were Mizana with his wife. And therefore he wanted to get rid of his wife without giving her the ksuba. He went to Bezdin to complain, look, these people are living with my wife. My wife says, Zayna, I have the right to give her again without giving her ksuba. There was one older person from the Talmud of Shammai Azokin, or Boba Bebutu Shema, that was his name. Omolem, he said like this. This is what I learned from Shammai Azokin, that there's a difference between the white of an egg and shichva zera, the semen of a man. Lubin, based on the white of an egg, sold the minor. If you put it near fire, it like shrinks. The shichva zera doicha minor. If you put the fire near shichva zera, it just seeps in, it's nivle into the beged, Rashi says. It doesn't like shrink, it just doicha, it comes faint into the beged. So Bodku, they checked it out, the Matzik Advarim, it came out that all it was there was just the white of the egg. They took him to Bezdin, for Hoku, and they gave him Malkus, V'yagvuk Sabasim Menon, they made him pay the Ksuba. Yeah. So Mashmur, but everybody else, what Tzadikim there? They didn't do anything wrong. So Amalei Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef, since there's such big tzaddikim there, my time, how come these cities got killed out? The reason why they were killed out is because they were not misabled. They didn't feel bad about the churban of Yerushalayim. You see, the pasuk says, "Simchu as Yerushalayim begilaboy." You should be happy and kol ayaveh, all the people that love Yerushalayim. Sisu ito masayis kol amisable molehel. Whoever felt bad about the churban of the Beis Hamikdash, churban Yerushalayim, they'll be zechut to be happy with Yerushalayim. But as vice versa, a tremendous chet if you don't feel bad about Yerushalayim. So even though there were tzaddikim there, but since they didn't feel bad about Yerushalayim, they were also destroyed. But then the third mice we had before was a shaka the rispuk, because of a shaft of like a bed or a rispuk is what they call a something they carry you with. A chariot is chorav beta. The city beta was destroyed. What was the mice? The minig was ki have a misyal yinuka by the Jews. And when a boy was born, shasli yarza, they planted a cedar tree. Yenuksa, when a girl was born, shasli tunitsa, they planted a pine tree. To Rehavi Mintzaba, when they used to get married, the boy and girl, kaitzelu, they were cut down from the two trees, v'yavdu ganoi, and they made the chuppah from the branches of the two trees. Yoy Mechad, it happened once, that the kochofu brought to the kesa. The kesa's daughter, the princess, was riding, itbar shaka the risvuk. It broke her shaft of a carriage. Broke. So Kotzi Arzo, so the Romans there that were driving her, cut down from an Erez a cedar tree, for Yayola, and they wanted to use it to fix it, to fix the chariot. Is Osi Noflalayu. So the Jews came and started to beat up these Romans, Machnu, they beat up the Romans. Also, Amul al-Kaitz, the Romans went back to the Kaitz of the king and said, Moduk ho Yudoi, that the Jews are rebelling against you. And also, Elayu, that will soon sit out of the story that the Romans came into this city, bathed there, and killed it out. Pasuk says, Gida b'choriyaf, Hashem chopped down with anger, kol keren Yisrael, all the horns of Yisrael. Amirab Zeir, Amirab Hua, Amirab Yechanon, Edel, this goes on, Shemoinim Elef Karne Mechoma. This goes on 80,000 horns of people are fighting, of the Romans. Shenich Nesul the Krach Beta went into this Krach, the city Beta. Bishor Shilagdu, at the time when they conquered it. For Horgubo Anoshim Venoshim, they killed out their men and ladies, Vitaf and children. Acholach Dom until all the blood was flowing, Venoful Yamagodl, went into the Yamagodl, all the blood of that city. Shem Atom, maybe you'll say, Kroy Vahoysa, it was very close to the Yamamelech. No, Rechaykoitz is very far, Rechaykamil, it was far away a mill. That's how much blood was spilled. Tanya Blezar God Loimer, Shnei Necholim Yesha Bikas Yadayim. There are two flows of rivers in this Bikas Yadayim. Echad Moshe, Hele, one goes this way, Viechad Moshe Elech, the other one goes the other way. Vishur Chachomim, Shnei Chalokamayim. These rivers, there were two parts, water, Viechadam, and one portion blood. That's how much blood came from Beta. From Asisa taught him, the Brisa was learned, Sheva Shonim, for the next 7 years, Botsu Oivdei Kachovim as Kameya Midom Mishal Yisrael, that the Goyim were able to fertilize their fields with the blood from the city Beta. Bola Yibolai Zevel, they didn't have to use other fertilizing, just the blood alone was enough. Omar says, Omar Rebbe,